The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 3 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
And good evening, everyone. This is Jethel Silverwing, the very sick Silverwing. Well, not very sick. Elquigena is exceedingly sick. She's been laid up in bed for days now and will not be joining us. Or will not be joining me, that is. I'm flying solo tonight. Let's see here. What is today? Today is the 12th of February. 2 more days to Valentine's Day, folks. Come on, guys. Get off the stick and get her a flower or something, will ya? For God's sake. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, like I said, I'm not feeling too great here. This cough has been going on. I'm not sure if there's going to be any singing tonight. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. What's going on is epics. Epics are going on. Unfortunately, because of my work schedule, I'm not able to catch EQ Tuesday. I know they were supposed to be talking about epics today. I tried to get Win-Win back on tonight. Unfortunately, I didn't give her enough notice. And she is on a raid. Her guild requires a few days' notice if you're not going to be attending the raid, especially if you're a healer. So, yeah. So we're going to be talking about... Let me see here. That is nice. That's pretty. Whoop. And is this a different one here? Oh, yeah. I want to thank Elrania for linking the Ranger's epic bows. You're not spoiling anything. I've already seen them. Just making me jealous, that's all. It's going to happen eventually, but the only thing I'm really kind of ticked off about is the fact that you have to be level 80. The fact that you have to be level 80 to start the quest. Not exactly happy with that, but hey, what can you do? Nothing I can do, apparently, so I'm just going to try my best to get up to 80 and see about getting it. I was thinking maybe that, maybe the lesser one, you know, the fabled instead of the mythical might start at 70 or even 75 or something like that because it's a lesser item. But nope, they decided the epic quest had to start at 80. Oh, well. Yeah, it does look like both versions of the Eagle's Talon looks the same no matter what. I'm not seeing any differences here. Take a closer look here. I am not seeing any differences between the fabled and the mythical. Then again, I think I have my particle effects on low. Let me try this again. Come on, there we go. Display particle effects. Yeah, I got my particle effects on minimum. Let me turn these up and bring those back up here. So, Fabled. No, I'm still not seeing any effects, really. How about the Mythical? You know, I've got my particle effects up, and I don't see any difference. I mean, it may be just me. Jaskar is telling me that it sparkles different. I don't see it. I got my particle effects all the way up, too. They look the same to me. I don't know. Which is fine. I mean, it's still a cool-looking bow. All right, another cough there. All right. Yeah, I was trying to get Win-Win from the Win-Win situation back on the show today because, she's completed her epic. In fact, she was the second Templar on the Unrest server to complete, and I wanted to talk about how difficult it was and stuff like that, but that was probably something that the almighty Delmon probably already covered, but that's all right. Hey, I wanted to do it for myself. What can I do? Okay, well, news on the Jethro Silverwing front here is that Kithacore.org is back up and running. Let me go here to Kithacore.org, la-di-da-di-da. Kithacore.org, back up and running, looking better than ever. I guess that's a matter of opinion, but I like the way it looks. I took the time that we were down, the almost week that we were down, and redesigned. Those of you, of course, that is familiar with me and my schedule of redesigning the website, you're probably saying to yourself, yeah, what else is new? You redesign it every week, you fruitcake. But that's all right. I like the way it looks right now, and I don't plan on touching it in the near future. I'm trying to get it all to blend together. I think it looks all right. I'll make you this promise. I promise I will not touch the design until I get something different. How's that? There we go. Templar Epic being... Now, I got a problem with the Templar Epic. I really do. The problem I have with the Templar Epic is it looks just like a, it's just a clockwork hammer. Take a look at the Mythical one. Okay, the Mythical one does have some kind of effect to it. And that's all, and that's all well and good. But still, why do Templars have a spinning hammer? I just don't know. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, we do have a new song tonight, so if you know any Frog Lux that would like to hear a song about Frog Lux, I will be playing it very soon. Yeah, I will be playing the new song fairly soon. It's called Frog Lux Hero. Yeah, the Warlock Epic is kind of cool. Got a little thing there, and it spins in the center. Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right. Thank you very much for linking those. So, get your Frog Lux on, and get them tuned into the show, and we'll be having that new song fairly soon. I don't want to do it right away. Well, I could do it right away, and then I'll just replay it later, but... There we go. All right. Now. Shoot, what was I about to say? I blame Dole. Dole, damn you, you just ruined my concentration. So, a secret admirer has left me a rose in my mailbox. I'm assuming I'm not special and just about everyone got this. So what do people in Freeport get? Do they get a rose too? Well, I just don't imagine there's a lot of love going on in Freeport, except for maybe the love of evil. Love of the Overlord is absolute.
The love of the Overlord is absolute. Love him or die.
Things get scary when Lucan Dallaire gets in the mood for love. I'm in the mood for love, simply because I destroyed their town and took all their women. Funny, but when I destroy them, I'm in the mood for love. What about Nyriak? Does Nyriak get, like, black roses? I think that would be kind of cool. I think the folks in Nyriak, of course, the servants of hate, should have gotten... Should have gotten black roses with big old thorns. That would have fit. Do my Christopher Lee impersonation. I can try, I suppose. This is Lord. I don't know. Of course, I got that thing that I made for OGR. Let me see here. Lucan, there it is. Whoa. Thought I almost locked up there for a second.
This is Lord Lucan Dallaire. You are now not crushing the souls of my enemies. I listen to online gaming radio!
So, yeah, that's me impersonating Lucan Dallaire.
This is Lord Lucan Dallaire.
Yeah. I don't think I sound like Christopher Lee, though. I don't know.
Although I've been told I do a good Sean Connery. Don't you think Sean Connery should have been Lucan Dallaire? I think so. Hello. I'm Lord Lucan Dallaire. Welcome to Freeport. There can be only one.
Yeah, that would work, I think. I think that would really work. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Lord Lucan Dallaire. Welcome to Freeport. Welcome to Freeport.
Now I've lost it. Oh, okay. Of course, I can do the, the King of New Teneria, I think, is a good impersonation I should do. I haven't actually met him in person, but I think he sounds a lot like this. Hello, welcome to New Teneria. Don't kill my librarians, please.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for a flood of tells from Joscar. Alright, you know what? We're going to go ahead and do the new song. Like I said, I'm not feeling real great. Not exactly feeling real great. It might be a short show today, guys. And of course, Elkwin's not here to spur me on, as it might be. So what am I looking for here? I don't know anything anymore. I used to know stuff, you know that? I used to know a lot of stuff. Okay, here's that. And now I need that. You can tell how organized the show is, folks. The Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale video, of course, has been put on hold for a few days while Elkwin Jenna has been recuperating. She started the editing process. All the footage is done. She started the editing process, and I've taken a sneak peek, and I gotta say, it's looking really good. I think it's gonna be really funny. Possibly released next week. I don't know. All I know is she's been camped out on the sofa for the last couple of nights, and I'm heading there myself pretty soon. Okay, here it is, new song. I hope your frog legs are up. I'll play a little bit later in the night as well. But I know some of the people in the Legion of Kithakor wanted to hear this. This song, by the way, was written by Seveth of the Legion of Kithakor. So Take a bow, Sebeth. Go ahead and take a bow. I know you're in the thing there. Over there in the chat channel. Written by Sebeth. Heavily requested by Frog Lux Everywhere. I gotta say, it's kind of hard having Frog Lux as my backup singers. Frog Lux sound weird, folks. I don't know if you've ever... Have you ever had a real good conversation with a frog lock?
What they kind of sound like this?
You know, it almost sounds like Sean Connery when he's drunk.
That couldn't be really well.
But anyway, got a bunch of frog locks too in the background, vocals for me. Cheez-It and Dwarf wanted nothing to do with this. Said the frog locks look kind of creepy. I don't know. Something about them sliming up the... You know, they just trugged in a bunch of water into the studio, and Dwarf got electrocuted, and I don't know. So here's the new song, Frog Luck Hero, parody of Jukebox Hero by Foreigner.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of... Swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp,
or
Jethel has released a new song!
He's standing in the swamp with the scabbard down low. Get through, only one way to go. So the eyes of the trolls, a dead end it seemed. Sword in the air, and with a battle scream, he got the first one down, just diced him away. He had blood in his eye, and on the very next day, he folds a custom claymore. The train skill store, he didn't know how to swing it, but he knew for sure that thought came off, felt good in his hand, and it didn't take long to kill a man with just one claymore. Swung way down low, he ran up to the thicket, only one way to go. So he started fighting. He ain't never gonna stop. Yeah, keeps on fighting. And he's gonna make it to Gung Top and be a
Frog Luck Hero.
Gung Freight in his eyes.
Be a Frog Luck Hero. Frog Luck Hero.
In a keep without a name, under heavy assault, he's all slinking in the shadows, and he warned them to halt.
But like a flash in the air, and he would not die, that one claymore made a troll's head fly. Now we need to keep fighting. He's never gonna stop. Yeah, keeps on fighting.
We'll be right back.
that's exactly why I don't go on raids. Because as soon as stuff gets interesting, me, Dwarf, and Cheez-It break into song. Oh, man. You know it's true. Xanadu knows. Xan went on a, raid with me over the weekend. Actually, I did die on the raid. At the very end, well, basically everybody died. How embarrassing is that when you take down the named mob and you get killed by his minions? Man. That was too funny, man. But I did get a nice tunic out of it. Let me link that here. Let's see here. Ba ba boom boom. Where is it? There it is. There we go. There we go. Oh, boy. Yeah, we had fun. We had a good time. The only problem I had, really, and I'm probably going to tick somebody off, but hey, that's what I do. It's my job, you know. Is, you know, I don't have a problem with people who have rules. People who have rules during during their raids and stuff, I completely understand that some semblance of order must be maintained. But my only real problem during that was TrueFlight tried to ask a question. TrueFlight was trying to ask a question during the raid, and we were told that if you're not a ventrilo, or whatever it's called, basically shut up. We're not allowed to ask questions, or something like that. I'm sorry. Screw you? Yeah, that's... No, I was a bit pissed off by that, honestly. And it's one of those things that made me stop going to raids. People, as far as I'm concerned, come up with these really outlandish rules and stuff like that. I'm sorry, if I'm not using Ventrilo, I can't ask a question? Bite my ass? That's just how I feel about it, folks. That's just the way I feel about it. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm lending my DPS to this raid. And if I have a question, you're going to friggin' answer it. Oh, well. What kind of raid was it? Who was it? Who did we go after? I think it was Taranax, wasn't it? I think so. Yeah, I think it was, yeah, it was Taranax that we were going after. And, gotta say, when I entered the room, I did not see Taranax. I didn't see him. I don't know if it was a video error of some kind, but I did not see the dragon until we were, like, behind him. And I'm really glad I didn't go off on my own, because I was thinking, boy, why are we in the water here? Why don't I just go up on this platform? Let's just go up on the platform. And just as I turned to go up on the platform... Oh! Well, that's why we don't go up on the platform. Oh. Oh, brother. Well, it was a pickup raid for me. Lux is asking if it was a pickup raid. It was a pickup raid for me. Xanadu talked me into going. Yeah, I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be able to go on like this, but, let's see here. Let's see if this works any better.
Hello, everyone! Alright, let's have Cheez-It do stuff for a while. Hello, everyone! I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns! And I'm here to answer your questions! Who has a question for Cheez-It Nibble Buns? Hey, there's a frog bug here called Bug Stomper. Where am I going? I don't even know where I'm going anymore. I don't know. I'm just out looking for cheese. Anyone have any freaking cheese? No, I didn't raid. I'm just a little Rotunga. I'll get my butt squished. Just a little. Just a little.
I could have snuck in. No, I don't think Cheez-It could have snuck into this one. Not at all. You know what really bites my ass? You know what? I think that's going to be a new segment of the show. I think that's going to be a new segment on the show. What really bites my ass? Use the weirding way. I'm going to use the weirding way. I'm going to destroy this NPC using the weirding way. Sha! Did it work? No, he's still there. Damn it. What, you don't think I know Dune? Come on, I know Dune. Bring in the floating fat man. I love that movie. You know what's going on right now? What's going on right now is Illyricy Day. And I'm looking for anyone. Let's see, Illyricy Day. I saw somebody over in the harbor that was someone, the romantic or something like that, and I hailed them and nothing happened. So let's see, are there quests for Illyricy Day? There's got to be something. Like I said, there, I did see one NPC, but they didn't respond to me. Oh, I see somebody over here. Who is this? Oh, and Jethel almost locks up. Dalron Pinnot, the ladies' man. Let's see what he has to say. Let's see. Hail and well met. World has it, you're looking for love. Not with you, Dalron. I'm going away now. Yeah, let's see. Da-da-da. Master of picking up the ladies.
He's the ladies' man.
Boy, I kind of wish I had some Barry White music right about now. Let's see. You remember my mind. You must have experienced this sort of thing. Ah, here we go. Accept the quest, and what do I got to do? I must woo Brandy Bender. I have to woo Bender from Futurama? Oh, great. Mind my shiny metal ass! Alright, let's see here. Must be someone over here to woo. Brandy Bender. There is a dwarf stuck in the floor. Thardin Steeleye in the bank is kind of stuck to the floor. Great. Where'd the bankers go? All the bankers are missing. What the hell, man? What the hell? Okay, well, I don't know where this person is. Yes, I think Phylock is right. I think that the bank is infested with termites. Let's check tracking. Can I find this person? Brandy Bender, right on top of the list. Where? Um Well, honestly, I think Brandy Bender is under the floor. Let me see if I can... No, in EQ1, we could do a slash target. Hey, there we go. Hail. There we go. There she is. So, yeah, I was able to do a slash target Brandy, and it came up. So, there we go. Apparently, you got some cheesy lines. You got some cheesy lines you're supposed to give this girl. The first one kind of makes her swoon, but you have to tell her the other two. And, you have to tell her the other two, and they're not that great. So you got to go woo some more people. Woo! I got to find this person. Where the... I have to go woo Rex Ironforge? That doesn't sound very woo-ish. No idea where this person is. I don't know. Okay, anyway, yes, there are quests for Illyricy Day, and I will do this at some point, I suppose. Rex Ironforge, where the...
Meh.
I don't know. I'm going to have to give this the meh of the night. I think we can all agree on the word
meh. Me.
Kind of like me. The Knights of Me, yes. Ah, I have our science forge on track. All right. Skyheart just got a teddy bear, a teddy burn eye, that is. Oh, look how cute. It's too bad about the, Okay, why are all the freaking NPCs sunk into the floor? So I found Rex Ironforge. Okay, let's take a look at some of these cheesy lines. Hey, baby, do you speak TikTok? Because you really click.
Will you be my heritage quest?
You must be a courser, because you've charmed me.
Cheesy!
Okay, well, moving on. I gotta find Princess Alina in the Temple of Life. Do the temple, do the Temple of Life, do the Temple of Ah, there she is. She's a rather attractive person. Let's see here. Now I gotta find Salty Joe by the docks. Yay! Salty Joe! Why am I trying to seduce someone named Salty Joe? This is so wrong! Oh, brother. I don't want to seduce someone named Salty Joe. Especially considering the fact that I have to travel two zones over to see him. So while I'm doing that, I'm going to put some more music on. Of course, if you have any requests, by all means, shout them out in the chat channel. EQ2.org, I'm sorry, eq2.guk.ogr. That's the OGR channel on the server on the EverQuest 2. EverQuest 2. And I'm going to put on some music while I continue on this quest, and I'll give you an update in a few minutes. All right, and I'm back. I personally think that the wording on this quest is rather misleading. And I'm still trying to find Salty Joe. Seventh says he's fishing in the moat. Why are there fish in the moat? I'm not sure. Maybe Queen Antonia thought it'd be pretty. All right, let's see here. All right, trying to find Salty Joe here. And going down here. He must be down here somewhere. On the other side, all right. All right, Joe, where the hell are you? There you are. What do you know? Salty Joe is above sea level. Alright, let's see here. Okay, so I got Salty Joe's part. Now I need to go back to the guy at the Claymore. Alright. Claymore, Claymore. Yeah. Let's hear it for influenza. Influenza. Influenza, you take my breath away. All right. Now I have to win Christina over. Where's Christina?
No, let's read this stuff here. Where is she?
Gotta find someone named Christina. I'll ask the guard. Maybe the guard knows. I don't pay attention to these things. There we go, right over here. Hello, Christina. You know, my first girlfriend's name is Christine. Now I need to deliver a message. I am now delivering a message. I'm now a message boy. Hey, look, I'm not a messenger boy.
I'm a delivery boy.
Yay, I completed the quest. Now I have to... What does this do? Expresses your love for another, or conveys your ire for another. No, oh, I'll get the gaze of illiteracy. There we go. Alright, let's take a look at this here. It says I can do it twice. I don't want to do it twice. Oh, man.
Is that a clinic in the house?
Where'd it go? It's missing. What is that? I know nothing. Oh, there it is. Scribe it. Alright. There, that's been scribed. Yay! I have scribed something. There. I'm done with this guy's quest. And I'm not helping him anymore. He's a sleaze bag. You know, sometimes I wish we could do that. I wish we could just insult the NPCs and, you know, like, lose faction with them or something, you know? But not, like, lose, like, city faction. I mean, like... I mean, like, you know, call someone a sleaze bag so many times and then they'll stop selling to you or something. I think that'd be kind of cool. By the way, your products suck. Well, don't come back then. Nathan Ironforge. By the way, Nathan, we hate you. Go away.
Nathan Ironforge, oh God.
Speaking of Nathan Ironforge, what the heck, I think it's time for the Real Men of Norrath talking about Nathan Ironforge. Let's do it.
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of Norrath.
Real Men of Norrath.
Today we salute you, you little twerp, Nathan Ironforge.
Saluting Nathan Ironforge.
In your short life, you've managed to touch the lives of many travelers. Oh, wait, did I say touch the lives? I meant really annoy the hell out of. You'll stop anyone, anywhere, anytime, and go on and on about the castle or the knolls or how you want to be a guard when you grow up.
He's got a future as a punching bag.
Our little chants were cute at first, but quickly turned into a thorn in my side that only a bottle of Brill's finest can numb.
Feeling no pain.
So I take this time in my drunken stupor to raise a frosty stein and pray to the gods for the sweet taste of your untimely death.
This is Norrath Tonight with a breaking news report. And now, Jethel Silverwing.
Thank you.
Kinos is abuzz with rumors sending shockwaves through the streets as word is being spread of a possible tax increase on ale and all malt-related beverages. We've sent our own drunken dwarf to Kinos Castle to try to speak to Queen Andronia. Dwarf, can you hear me?
Hello, is this the... Oh, yes, thanks, Jethel! This is the Drunken Dwarf reporting live from the courtyard just outside the castle. I'm being told that Queen Antonia is not seeing the media at this time and I should go away. But I'm going to make one more attempt to see her. Let's get myself tidied up. Going up the steps here, straightening my mail. Brushing the hair back a
hail,
bit.
Citizen.
The beard. Oh, hello, Captain.
Good to see you.
So nice to see you again. Now to knock on the door. Open up! Where's the problem on this stinking town?
No, no.
Get your hands off me!
Stop! You what are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll please calm down. We're going to get started with the press conference here in just a moment.
Yes? Oh. All right, here we go. Hello, yes. Everyone shut up a minute and let me talk! That's better. All right. My name is Dufu, otherwise known as Drunken Dwarf! A few weeks ago, I was involved in an altercation at the gates to the Kinos Castle, resulting in slight property damage, disturbance of the peace, and an injury to a Kinos guard after he was thrown from his horse. When I punched said horse in the eye! I am sorry about that. You're looking quite well. For this incident, I am truly sorry and I apologize to you, the people of Kinos. Of course, the Kinos God. Again, I am so sorry about your eye. Is the horse okay? I'm sorry about that. And, of course, I apologize to the lovely and perky... Oh, I mean, the very fair and very nice Queen Antonia. Thank you for letting me out of the dungeon. Yes, this incident is a direct result of rumors being spread of attacks on ale and all malt-related beverages. Yes, this rumor, I have been assured, is 100% false. There is no tax being brought on ale, which is very good. My partner, Cheez-It, and I have conducted an investigation and found the perpetrator of this rumor, who was intent on bringing unrest in the dwarven and alcoholic communities. He was arrested earlier this morning and brought before the city tribunal, and now awaits in the city dungeon for his sentence to be passed.
Mr. Dwarf!
Yes?
If I may ask a question, who was it who started these awful rumors of dwarven ale tax?
Well, our investigation took us high and low.
It took days.
From Kinos to Freeport.
To Darien.
From the Darklight Wood all the way to Butcherblock Mountains.
And Archer's Woods.
We found him.
We found him
trying to break into my house.
Yes.
It was...
Jaskar! And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids and your stupid retort.
Yeah, we've heard this all before. Take him away, officer!
Wait, where are you taking me? No! Don't you know who I am? I'm the old girl!
Hi, Jaskar! Jesus, bring my ale!
You got it, buddy!
Ale for everyone!
Everyone!
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing right here on Online Gaming Radio.
Hi, this is Cheez-It Nibblebuns. After last week's disaster in the warrior training camp, Jethel thinks maybe I should try something a little calmer. So he sent me off to Lesser Faedark in the camp of Woo! Woo! Yeah, I guess they're monks. Hello there, everyone. This is Cheez-It Nibblebuns. Due to the amount of dangerous situations I've been getting into lately, Dwarf and Jethel think it's about time I learn how to defend myself a little. So I'm here in training to learn all about the basics of combat.
Welcome to your first day of training, young Watonga. Here, you will learn the basics of fighting.
Uh-huh.
Remember to hold your sword firmly.
Yes, sir.
As if it were an extension of your own body. Your weapon is your life.
Yes, sir.
Always treat her with respect.
Yes, sir.
Keep her clean and sheathed when not in use.
Yes, sir.
Do you find something funny, young Watonga?
No, sir.
Am I here for your entertainment?
No, sir.
Do you think I'm some kind of comedian?
No, sir.
Don't you like comedians, young Watonga?
Yes, sir!
Don't you wet your pants when you hear Carlos Mencia do a joke?
No, sir! Carlos Mencia whips up other comedians, some who are dead and gone, so can gain a profit from their own hard work!
Good answer, soldier! I like you!
Well, thank you, sir. I like you, too.
Now!
Yeah!
Let's get to combat!
Yes, sir!
Okay, young Watonga, first thing, give me your weapon!
Yes, sir. Here you are, sir.
No! You never give up your weapon in combat! All right, young Watonga. First things first, hold your weapon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, change your position just a little bit here.
Like this?
Fingers like that. There you are.
Oh, yes,
you
sir.
You are now ready for combat.
Woo!
Does it feel good, Watonga?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel comfortable with that weapon in your hand?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to kill?
Kill!
Are you ready to kill?
My
other leg!
No.
Stop!
Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, the blood!
Stabby!
Stop! Oh. Someone don't just stand there!
Oh.
Get that blade away from him!
Stabby!
What are you people doing then? Call a cleric!
Okay,
why won't you stop?
go!
Don't ask! Just run!
What? There he is! Get him!
Run!
Oh, what did you do?
This is Cheez-It Nibblebuns. After last week's disaster in the warrior training camp, Jethel thinks maybe I should try something a little calmer. So he sent me off to Lesser Phaedark in the camp of Woo! Woo! I guess they're monks, and they're going to teach me inner peace and the ways of the monk.
Young Ratanga, you come to us seeking knowledge and peace through the teachings of Master Wu.
The way of the warrior didn't seem to work out very well for me.
You must calm your mind and your body. Meditate upon this with me now. Oh.
Sir? Master Monk Person, sir?
Yes, young Ratanga. What is it?
How long is this gonna take?
The path that Master Wu has set upon us has no beginning or no end. And if you think this is going to be a cheap ripoff of Taekwon Lee Boot to the Head, you are sadly mistaken.
Oh. Okay, sitting in... What's this? Lotus?
Lotus.
Lotus?
Yes.
Okay. It kind of hurts.
Hello.
Oh.
Relax, young Ratanga. Soon, you will see a vision. The vision of your true self.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I see my true self.
Yes. Let it come.
The self that wants to come out.
Yes.
I see it.
What is it that you see, young Ratanga?
I can tell you, but you must come closer.
Yes, I am here with you now.
Closer.
Yes. Speak your mind and clear your heart.
Closer.
I am here with you, young Ratanga.
Stabby.
Ow! Ow!
Oh no!
What are you doing that for?
Stabby!
Ow! Oh, man!
Oh,
what the hell,
I'm
man?
Sorry.
What the hell? We're supposed to be at peace here,
man!
Cheez-It, how'd it go this time?
Lotus! Kiss me!
Oh, not again!
Hello, everyone. Well, I seem to be really messing up this combat training thing. Well, Jethel thinks maybe I need to get away from the physical and maybe get into my mind a little bit. Maybe, you know, just staying away from the weapons and physical combat might be better. So, he's sending me to the Mage's Tower in South Kinos. And, I'm gonna try to learn magic! Magic!
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Cheez-It.
Yes, I received a scroll from Master Silverwing saying you wish to learn the ways of magic. Yes, well, first thing, young Ratanga.
Yes.
We must see if you have the aptitude or the basic skills needed to become a conjurer of magic and magical things. Yes.
Yes, Mr.
Well,
Wizard.
First, come here, young Ratanga.
Yes, Mr. Wizard.
Don't call me that.
Sorry.
Please, young Ratanga, you must listen put your studies to memorization.
Yes, sir.
Too many of the young wizards and enchanters lately here in Norath have been relying too heavily on their spell books. How are you going to handle a spell book when you're fighting off orcs and gnolls and such?
I'll be attending there, Mr. Wizard, sir.
For the last time, please stop calling me Mr. Wizard.
Oh, sorry.
Now, the fighters, they rely on the primitive and crude means to solve their problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Only the enlightened have the gifts and abilities to truly harness the phenomenal cosmic powers and use it for the benefit of Norath.
Oh,
yes.
I have a question.
Yes, what is it?
What happened to Lachlan? Moving on!
Yes, but yes. Now, this is a very basic defensive spell.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if you have the talent for using
it. What does it do? What does it do?
A young student.
What does it do?
It's used to disarm and stun your enemy.
Ooh.
First, you need to channel your mana into a focused stream using an object such as a wand. Wands are preferred because they have special enchantments for handling magical use.
I don't have one.
And have less likely chance of blowing up in your hand.
Blowing up?
But since you're beginning, anything will do. This is very minor spell.
Anything? Okay, get it covered.
Silver. Yes, that will do very nicely.
Oh, good.
Okay. Now, good, good. Now then, my young student.
Yes, Mr. Wizard.
Concentrate. Feel the mana around you. Ooh. Yes, that's it. Now, picture in your mind the mana flowing into your body.
Ooh, little sparklies, I see.
Down your arm. And collecting into your hand.
My hand is sparkling. It's getting hard to hold on.
Hold on, young student. Hold on just a bit longer.
I'm trying.
Now,
I'm trying.
Aim at your target. Visualize a beam from your hand to your target.
I got it.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Let it go.
Ah, my hand. Eek, my knife.
My leg.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Stabby. Stabby,
please. Why would you think this would be helping?
Maybe if I turn it the other way. This isn't working out.
Stop your tongue. Please use your brain.
In the brain?
Don't.
Stabby?
My brain. I feel like having a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, that knife in your hand? Let me take it out.
Alex?
No?
Is that Marty? We have to get back to the future.
Oh, I better go.
Jesus! How to go in the tower?
Oh, don't ask.
What?
Just run!
Oh, not again!
There he is!
Oh, get him!
Hello, everyone. This is Cheez-It Nibblebuns. Well, here we go again, trying to find the class that suits me best. And today I'm broadcasting from the emergency room, or ER, here in Antonica General Trauma Unit.
Move, rookie! Move!
Looks like we have an IBS to the chest.
IBS?
It's an iron bastard sword. We get about a dozen of them a night. Now move!
Oh, my God!
Come on, Cheez-It. Stay with me now. We're going to get this guy healed up real quick and get him back in the raid in no time.
Listen, my boogie. There's only two types of healers in NORAD. There's the good and the dead. And right now, you're looking like your own life support. Now move!
Holy crap! Is that?
Yep. That's his small intestine.
Well, what'd you take that out for?
Oh, just to... Now move!
Oh, my God.
Why don't you go check in Trauma 2, see if they need you in there.
You sure?
Yeah, just go on.
Okay, I'm going. Man, this is rougher than I thought.
Oh.
Hello, sir. I'll be seeing you this evening. What seems to be the...
Rotonga! Not you! Why are you here? You're here to stab me again, aren't you? Someone get the Rotonga away from me!
Here to heal. You're here to make a difference. Hello there, sir.
Hi there.
I'm here to... Let's check your chart here. I'm here to give you a shot.
Give you a shot. Well, all right.
And then you can get on your way and back to your raid.
I want to get back to the raid. Yeah, it sounds good, man. I want to get back to my raid and get my fat loot.
Well, fat loot's always good, sir. Okay, let's go ahead and give you the shot. Let me find the needle. Oh, here it is.
Lovely big needle. You sure I need all that?
I'm sure you do.
Okay, you're the doctor.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Here we go. Stabby!
Oh, my butt, man!
Ow! Wait a minute.
Hey, wait a
minute. I missed it. Just one minute here.
No!
Oh,
no!
Oh, no! Okay. Just one more
try. Sorry. I'll find it.
Stabby! Ow! I'm not good at this.
No.
see here. 5, 4, 3, 2, here he comes!
Don't ask! Just run!
Here we go!
Charged with 13 counts of aggravated assault and stabbing-related injuries upon class trainers, Cheez-It Nibblebuns has been brought to trial. We join the proceedings in action as Cheez-It's attorney questions a hostile witness.
You brought it on yourself, didn't you? Because that's what hot-headed paladins like you do.
Objection!
And when it went bad, you chased him away!
Your Honor!
You had the captain sign his phony transfer order!
Your Honor!
You doctored your check log!
You put him on a
contrivial
anonymous
contempt!
Answer the question! Did you train that Ratonga?
You don't have to answer that question!
I'll answer the question. Son, we live here in the city of Kino, surrounded by walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men, men with swords, men with shields. Who's gonna do it? You? You? I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You weep for that Ratonga. Though his failure was tragic, his dismissal saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible from you, saves lives.
I'll ask you one last time. Did you order...
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to.
Do you want answers?
I want the truth!
The Ratonga bit me!
You can't handle the truth!
Get it
away! What are you doing?
Get it away! Hey, Cheez-It! How'd court go?
Don't ask! Just run!
Come on!
There he is!
Man, that was too funny. You can't handle the tooth. I thought I'd just play all those back to back. That's kind of funny stuff there. So we have a guild ding. As soon as I'm done zoning here, there we are. Oh. You gotta love influenza. Alright, the Guardians of the Phaedark. Dinged 23 and 24 in the last few weeks. So we're gonna go ahead and give them a ding. Where's my ding? Ding, 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 ding. Well, I don't have the guild ding loaded, so let's just give them this ding. No, that was kind of weak. Let's give them this one. Alright, that one works. Oh, congratulations, Guardians of the Phaedark. Phylok, congratulations. A couple of dings there. How are we doing, anyway? Legion of Kithacor at 77% of level 57. And we're going to try to make it up to 60 so we can get some sweet rides. Gotta go through this whole quest again? Oh, well. Well, I don't feel like going through this Illyrissi quest again right now. Let's see, what's going on over here? Hearts of Flutter contest. Now, what do we have here? Seek out and harvest as many... Oh, boy. Aha! We have a ding! We have a ding! Xanadai just dinged to level 78! Congratulations, Xanadai! Yay! Congratulations. Wonderful thing going on there. You know what? I'm just going to wander. I'm going to be like that guy from... from that Kung Fu show and wander the earth. I'm gonna walk the earth. What do you mean, gonna walk the earth? Just what I said, I'm gonna walk the earth. Yes, a kung fu show named Kung Fu. Yes.
I'm just going to walk the earth. Maybe fight crime.
I think that's every guy's dream when they're really, really young. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to fight crime.
Have a cape and a costume.
Yeah.
Well, at least it was back in the 70s, back when kids had imagination and not computers. Oh, did I say that out loud? Where the heck am I? I don't know where I am anymore. Well, let's see. I've gotten a couple of requests here. A few weeks ago, I unleashed the drunken dwarf upon my audience, and he answered questions live. What do you guys think? Would you like wisdom from the drunken dwarf? I think so. I think we're going to get some wisdom from the drunken dwarf. Let me get his music going here. Ugh. If I can, anyway. Let's see here. Got to find it first, God. I'm telling you, folks, I don't know anything anymore. I used to know stuff. Oh, God, what's happening now? I'm telling you, sometimes I just don't know what's going on anymore. And tell you what, while I'm looking for this, we're going to play the latest episode. Actually, Delmon, if you're still there, or Xanadi, please let me know if you played number 24 last week. I don't remember what it's about. But I don't want to play one that you haven't played. Or what the heck, I just might anyway. Who knows? But I'm just trying to find stuff to do. Trying to entertain the crowd while I'm not feeling well. Zan says go ahead and do it. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and do it then. Number 24. I don't even remember what this one's about. It could be about troll love. What the heck? It's Illyrissi Day? Or Illyrissi Time, anyway. Nah, troll love puts people out of the mood. Alright, let's go ahead and do this. Ask a Drunken Dwarf, number 24.
It's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on EQ Tuesday! Ha-ha!
And down here in the mailbag, I am Cheese and Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf! Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Yes,
I am a lonely gnome who has developed a huge crush on a dwarf who works nearby.
Dwarves and gnomes.
I am always tinkering toys and gifts, yet I'm not sure they know my name.
Mm-hmm.
My feelings have left me with two great problems.
Two problems.
Number one. What can I do to gain their affection and love?
Mm-hmm.
And second,
yes.
Once I've captured their heart, how can I tell if they're male or female?
Oh.
Thanks for the advice. Hot and Bothered and Steam Font.
Well, as to your first question, it's pretty simple. Find out what they like.
Uh-huh.
If they're a blacksmith, you know, get them a hammer or an anvil.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Nice chunks of ore.
Oh, yeah, coal too.
As to your second question, if you proclaim your feelings to this person and they don't shove that coal right up your ass,
Ooh,
then it might be female.
Oh, come on! Are we really going through the whole female and male dwarf differences again?
Look,
if she's got a nice big pair of tits, it's a female! Oh, for crying out loud! Oh, Jesus! I'm so upset! Bring my ale!
Oh, by the way, Dwarf, here you go!
Oh, thank you very much! Next question!
Drunken Dwarf.
Yes.
I have a beer tap with +4 beer in it.
What?
I have a mug with 5-gallon capacity and a mug with 3-gallon capacity.
Oh.
If you can only fill one mug to capacity, emptying a mug by drinking all of it or transferring +4 beer from one to the other without spilling, how do I end up with 4 gallons of beer in a 5-gallon mug? My promotion within my guild depends on your answer!
Really? Well, you're screwed there, buddy!
That's for
what
sure!
What the hell is this? Who wants to be a platinum heir?
I am not Regis Philbin!
How do you come up with crap like this?
Sounds like they're hitting the jum-jum sauce a little early there!
Yeah, you can say that again! Hey, Jesus, we got room for what? Yeah, let's do it! Next question!
Finished cleaning up the place and don't know where to put a few things. First off is a copy of Play Elf, The Girls of Long Shadow Alley.
The Girls of what now?
And secondly, a copy of Fat Loot for Dummies.
Well, who said?
Signed, Your Housekeeper.
Oh.
What's Play Elf?
We're not going to talk about that right now. That's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf, right here on EQ Tuesday. Ha ha! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheez-It Nibble Buns, reminding you that if you don't send your questions to the Drunken
Dwarf... Hey, hey! It's me, the Drunken Dwarf! All right, who's got the question for me? All right, come on, give the dwarf a question. I'm here to give advice! Who's got something? Come on! I'm here in the chat channel, eq2.guk.ogr. Come on! Someone give me a question! How much ale can I really drink? Considering the fact that I don't remember ever stopping drinking, I don't know! How much ale can I really drink? I can drink as much as I can put down. There we go. How big are the knockers on dwarves? Hey, that's a personal question, and it's really dependent on the dwarf. You really what? I don't understand Phylox's question. Must be asking Joscar or something. Any other questions? I'm not gonna answer the big knocker question. Okay. Come on! Give me a question! Question for the dwarf. We're wasting valuable time here. We could be drinking and smoking and... Did you say salty pork? Oh, no, that was Lord of the Rings. Was Cheez-It my first sidekick? Well, you know, there was another before Cheez-It. Yeah, but, he kept cutting the cheese. No, Cheez-It was always my first sidekick. He's my little buddy, my friend, my pal, my confidant. Yeah, what do we got here? How were you named Doofu? I mean, how was I named Doofu? Ask my mother, how the hell do I know why I was named Doofu? My name's Doofu! Let's see here. What's your favorite ale aside from Brel's Finest? More Brel's Finest! Next question! Let's see here. Elven wine is better than Brel's Finest. I want everyone to kick Joscar in the buttocks! Oh, I'm getting dizzy. All right. Any more questions for the drunken dwarf? What type of monk are you? I'm a dwarven monk. What do you mean, what kind of dwarf am I? What kind of question is that? Oh. Come on. Boxer or briefs? Let me check. Nothing! How many Joskars does it take to screw in a candlestick? Two! It takes two Joskars to screw in a candlestick. One to hold the stick in the thingy, and another one to turn him around in the stool. Alright, let's see here. Oscar all wants to know, if you're on a deserted island and it was only elvish wine, would I drink it? Well, you know, if I was on a deserted island and it was only elvish wine, I would pretty much be forced to drink it, wouldn't I? Don't want to lose my buzz! All right, what else we have? Oh! We're not in music at this point. There we go. Okay, who's got something else for the dwarf? Hey, I got a message from, somebody. What is... Well, that's really weird. I'm getting flagged for spam here. How old am I? I'm old enough to know better, but too young to care, baby! Where was I born? Well, in the hospital. Can I sing a sing? What? Sing a sing? Do you mean sing a song? Let's see here. Man incoming for Xanadu, what the? Let's see what we got here. Oh, I'm getting that same thing from Elquin. Oh, alright, more questions. I want questions. Joskar says he can outdrink the drunken dwarf. Oh, you're nothing, Joskar. You're nothing. I'm gonna kick you right in the shins, you high elf bastard. Oh, let's see here. Where was I born? Born? I just said in the hospital. What's my favorite color? My favorite color is ale gold! Ale yellow, look at it! Oh, so shiny! Oh! Oh, I'm coughing so much I can't control my ale! Let's see here. What's the difference between an orange? An orange and a what? I don't know. Hey, doll dinged! Let's give him a ding! Ding! There we go. Yes, I've got that dreaded case of the dwarven flu! Oh, what else are we doing here? Let's see. Erisai Pride tells me that Joskar needs to bow down to my mistress's feet. No one is better than Kreen Kristanos Thex. Everyone, jump on him! Jump on, to Thex, whatever the heck his name is. Kill him! Beat him with a potato! Do it! I don't know, I think he has a point, though. Joskar compared to Kristanos, it's a toss-up there. Who would I rather be stranded with on a desert island? Queen Kristanos or Joskar? Oh, Queen Cristano's got a nice rack. I suppose that's better than, you know, Joscar. Oh, let's see here. What else we have for the drunken dwarf? Before my voice goes out, come on, folks! Alright, you know what? That's enough for a live version of Ask a Drunken Dwarf. If I was alone with Joscar in a room, what would I do? I'd probably put my back against the wall and hide the lube! No, that's not fair. I know. I'm bad. How long have I known Jethel? A couple years now, actually. You see, I was actually a professor at, you know, Kinos U. I taught drunken philosophy. And, you know, Jethel attended one of my seminars one day, and, and we got together, and I did some background stuff on some of his things there. The song, Farewell, Greater Fedok. He thought I had a great voice for shouting. I don't understand why he thought that I would be great for shouting. But, I don't know. Well, there you go. Let's see. Let's see if I can find that song. Farewell, Greater Fedok. It's gotta be here somewhere. You can hear me at the end of the song, shouting! There it is. Oh, let's put it on, and you can see my debut with Jethel. This has been the Drunken Dwarf, and now, music!
Farewell, Greater Fedok, the leaves on your boughs have been scorched by the war fires, must be leaving you now. The leaves turn to ash and the sky choked with smoke. Farewell, Greater Fedok, the sky is on fire, and now we must go. Down like rivers as the dark lord retreats. Many fell fireblaze as the blood stains the leaves. Many a season wasted, seeds of hatred they sow. Farewell, Greater Fedok, the forest grows silent, but now we must go. Warriors and wizards fought bravely this day. Scouts and the priests brought the horde their dismay. The sky stars to clear, barred saints soft and low. Farewell, Greater Fedok, the ground trembles round us, and now we must go. So proclaims. Markers and tributes shall hold deeds and names. Years of peace came the ground she opened and broke. Farewell, Greater Fedok, the rending's upon us, and now we must go. 100 years of war since the Horde came to war. The ground opened up and shook the trees to the floor. And Dream Tuner's voice leads us to a new home. Farewell, Greater Fader. Tuner has gone silent, and now we must go. The rain came to the land and to the families it holds. From the elves high and trooping, the dwarves and the gnomes. Minds empty to fight, armor contraption flying down. Greater Fader, we shall not forget you, as we leave in you now.
We will return to the Fader, the deep-rooted mountain of Kaladin, the rich green lands of the elves, the gnome city of mechanical thingies. We will be back, we will return, you can count on it, Buckle!
All right, let's do this. Turn it up! All right, boys. This is a favorite song, you know that, right? Ooh. So if you do it good and well, she might get up and dance again.
That girl again?
Oh, she put her ale down. Ooh. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
I love barbarian women. Hustle shooting 8 ball, throwing darts at the wolf, feeling Danny 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Brill, help us all. Dolly Tario's girlfriend, I'm slapped him out of his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk. A donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. Hoo-wee, shut my mouth.
Slap your grandma.
There ought to be a law. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky-tonk, a donk-a-donk. Oh, look at that!
Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. You ain't gotta hate her for working that moneymaker.
And she'll stone at 2, but we're hanging on till 3. We hate to see her go, but good Lord, watch her leave. That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. Holy, shut my mouth.
Slap your grandma.
There ought to be a law. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she'd even get them bridges on. Oh, that's what I'm talking about right there. Oh. Yeah, someone get cheese and a root beer. He's too young for this crap.
Look at the size of the tushy on that girl.
Hey, baby, how you doing? We don't care about the drinking, barely listen to the band. Our hands, they start to shake, and Wendy gets the urge to dance. Everybody crazy, you think you fell in love. Boys, better keep your distance. You can look,
but you can't touch.
That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm makes you wanna swing along. Got it going on, that Donkey Kong. Holy, shut your mouth.
Slap your grandma.
You ought to be alone. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how'd she even get them leggings on? That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk.
Woo!
That honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk.
number.
What? You? My homeroom, homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one can ever stain. The memory of my angel will never cause me pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a Playelf magazine. There's my angel on the pages in between.
My thyroid's cold.
My memories have just been sold. My angel is a centerfold.
Angel is a centerfold.
My background's cold. My memories have just been sold.
La, 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 la. Angel is a centerfold.
Yes. Slipping notes under her desk while I was thinking about her dress. I was shy and turned away before she caught my eye. I was shaking in my boots whenever she blessed old lady blues. Something had a hold on me when Angel passed on by. Soft and fuzzy sweaters, too magical to touch. Hearing that negligee was really just too much.
My vibrant's cold.
Ah, my memories have just been sold. Angel is a centerfold.
Angel is a centerfold.
My vibrant's cold. My memories have just been sold. Just been wrecked. The pages of my mind are stripped. Oh no, I can't deny it. Oh yeah, guess I gotta buy it.
My blood's cold.
My memories have just been sold.
My angel is a centerfold.
My blood's cold. My memories have just been sold.
Today to talk about Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I love saying that. Let's say it again. Deathly Hallows. Oh, that's fun. Okay, let's talk about this book. Number one, it makes a great step stool. This book has got to be at least 5 inches thick, and with it I was able to get to the ice cream in the freezer on top. I'm telling you, it was great! I didn't have to ask Jethro for a hand or anything. Okay, but on to the book. First thing you gotta realize is, I can't read. I can't read, I never learned how. I'm illiterate! But Jethro read it for me. And Elquin, they took turns because this book is very, very thick. And it took a long time. We got it done, and here's the story. The story starts in the Deathly Hallows, where Harry and Hermione and Ron are camping. Yeah, they went camping a lot, and Mad-Eye Moody, he showed up, and He drove the mystery van. He drove the van, and they went over there, and then they went, oh, no! Oh, no! There's Voldemort! Ah! And they ran away, and they ran away, and ran away, and ran away, and they went, oh, no! Death Eaters! And they ran away, and ran away, and then they were like, oh, no! It's Grimfeather! No, sorry, no Grimfeather. And then the music, it got really fast and loud and dramatic, and it built up the tension, and I was like, oh no, what are they gonna do? And Jeff was like, calm down, it'll be okay, it's only a book. And then Elgin was like, oh no, what are we gonna do? And Jeff was like, for crying out loud, you're not even talking, calm down. And the music got really loud and dramatic and intense, and then they went on a drive, and then they drove around in the country looking for Krispy Kreme.
Oh my God.
Krispy Kreme donuts, the Krispy Kreme donuts of Deathly Hallows. The twins, Fred and
go on.
Jerkface, whatever his name is, they went off and they were like, ooh, we're gonna fly around in our broomsticks, listen to our fly. And then Drunken Dwarf came through the door.
What?
And he said, I'm here to save the day and bring my ale and stuff. And Harry was like, who the hell are you? And Drunken Dwarf's like, I'm the Drunken Dwarf and I'm here to give you advice. And Harry said, well, what's your advice? And Drunken Dwarf said, get blind, sneak, and drunk. And they all did, and lived happily ever after.
Oh, Cheez-It, what were you on?
Well, that's the way I remembered it.
Cheez-It, you fell asleep about 5 minutes into the book.
That's an evil that they ride. She marched up to the front gate, clearly looking for a fight. But the guard saw she had no sword or shoes upon her feet. Faced a weapon when they fell, the road in Escobie. They get slapped around and beat. They'll kick out her car without a weapon or potion. Black Widow comes in time.
never gonna talk to you, my daddy say.
He said you ain't seen nothing till you're
down on the muffin.
You sure you ain't changing ways?
Oh, well, I met a cheerleader
with a real young bleeder.
With a kind like a reminisce. Cause the best thing to
love him with a
sister and a
cousin ever started with a little kiss like this. Seesaw swinging and the boys in the school getting
beat by a way up in the air. I say,
hey, diddle diddle with a
kitty in the middle of the swinging like
you just don't care. Oh, well, it took a big chance
in the high school
dance
with a missus who was ready to play.
It was me and she fooling, and she knew what she was doing, and I know that they could live to stay.
She told me to
toss this way. Toss this way. She told me to toss this way. Toss this way. Climbing way up at me.
They were three young ladies in the girls' spin locker,
and I noticed they were looking at
me. I was a high school girl,
so met a meeting with the lady till
the boy told me something to miss.
And my next door neighbor
had a daughter
and a favorite,
and I gave her just a little kiss
like this.
Woo!
Toss this way. Toss this way. Toss this way. This way.
Has got it going on.
those kids like an EQ1. That was fun. One touch, make or break. A click and you're done.
Oh, Dixie Berry Buns.
I get so lonely crafting by myself. Within my mom on my roving pin wielding mouth.
The man mom has got it going on. And Pat has writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Trace the not street but more.
I've always hung on the feet. You traitor, the man mom.
A Norathian community leader.
This segment of Norath Tonight has been brought to you by Den Mother. Homestyle rations and ale for the weary traveler. Remember, when your tummies are grumbling, no one bakes like Mom.
EQTraders.com has been serving the EverQuest Trade Skill community since 1999. EQTraders.com nor Naomi Den Mother are associated or affiliated with Sony Online Entertainment, Online Gaming Radio, Kithacore.org, and did not pay for or ask for this advertisement. I just thought that kind of devotion deserves a big old high five. Thanks, Den Mother. You've helped us all out a great deal through the years.
And I'm back. Alright, let's see here. What am I doing? I'm gambling with a goblin trying to double my pay. It's the only reason to play what I live for every day. I came close the other day. I hit 5 out of 6. So close.
So close.
But no cigar. Of course, the worst part of it was that I got the first 5 and didn't match the last one.
You goblin bastard.
Was getting my hopes up there. Oh, boy. Yes, Anodai, I agree. I did say nasty words. I used several four-letter words that I don't think this goblin has ever heard before. Like wash. Okay, I've had enough gambling for one day, I think. I've already gone through a couple of gold, and it's just not working out. Good night, Joscar. Joscar's leaving us. Says he has to go get naked with a bunch of other guys tomorrow morning. Oh, wait, swim practice. Swim practice. Yeah. That really sounded bad. I cracked myself up, you know that? Okay. Oh, brother. So, we had a lot of fun there. What did we do? We did a community leader. We did a lot of dwarf songs. Figured why not? We had him live on the show. We may as well go ahead and feature some of his songs there and... I've been trying to work up my fishing last couple of weeks. I can't remember what area I'm up to now. What skill in fishing do I have now? Let me see. This is what you people tune in to hear, by the way. Yeah. Skills. There we go. General skills. Fishing. I'm at 190. Where do I have to go at 190? Wherever it is, I should probably do some trapping there, too. 190. I think I'm out of the range of... yeah, I'm definitely done with the Thundering Steps. I'm being told the Sinking Sands. That's right. I do remember trying it out in the Sinking Sands. Is there any place I can go beside the Sinking Sands? There's not a lot of water there. You know, it is, you know, a desert for crying out loud. See, what else is Tier 6? Take a look here. I'll go to EQTraders.com, where you find out all your trade skill stuff. My Den Mother. We love Den Mom. Let's see here. Trade skill guides. Harvesting. Harvesting guide. Maybe not. What's this? Alright, Tier 6. Sinking Sands, the Pillar of Flame, and Lesser Phaedark. I can go to Lesser Phaedark. Haven't been there in a while. Let us depart for Lesser Phaedark. And as I mentioned before, just a quick reminder here, Kithagore.org is back up and running. I still have a few things that have to be put back up, like a few of my videos haven't been uploaded yet. I am proud to say, though, that the new host I'm at, and I'm very happy with these people so far. I only paid for a month with these guys, just to be sure. But HostGator, the plan I'm on right now, has unlimited storage and unlimited bandwidth. So, don't think I'm going to have a problem with maxing out my bandwidth like I was doing with my previous jerks. Host provider. Yeah. God, my previous... Start Logic was my previous host, and wow. It got so bad there toward the end that I was talking to... you know, before I sign up with someone, I would talk to them because, you know, I'm... My site involves a bunch of MP3s, and a lot of host providers are now kind of weary about that, afraid of getting sued for copyright infringement and stuff like that. So, you know, I have to reassure them that, you know, parody is covered under the parody and fair use articles under the First Amendment of the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. What I'm doing is not illegal, and even... And to even make it even more safe, I'm not charging for this stuff. That way, no one can come after me for royalties. Of course, if anyone would like to donate to my cause, if anyone would like to donate for my time, I'm more than happy to accept a donation. But I'm not going to, you know, openly charge someone. So, yeah. Wow, this is really interesting. I'm now on the side of the boat. I have stepped off the side of the boat, and I'm actually riding the side of the boat. This is kind of funny. Unfortunately, I think I'm going to hit the wall. I'm going to hit the steps. Yep, here I go. Face first, right into the steps. Oh, God. Let's take a look. But anyway, host provider, my new one. HostGator.com. I'm on a unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage. I'm liking them a lot so far. We will see. You know, time will tell, as they say. Time will tell. Sorry about that. Jesus, bring my Ricola! Yeah, that's something you're not going to hear the dwarf say very often. Jesus, bring my cough medicine.
Oh, right away, dwarf! Here I come, dwarf!
Yeah. where am I? I'm in Sinking Sands. Why am I in Sinking Sands? I wanted to go to Lesser Vedark. Let's see, the question is maybe unlimited, but is it still 24 hours a day? Well, I haven't noticed any downtime so far. And, you know, of course, I've just been with him a week. I mean, you know, like I said, time will tell. Time will tell if they're full of it or if they're a dream come true. But, of course, you know, after what I've just been through with my previous host and... I actually ran into a couple of lemons there along the way to HostGator. People who, you know, took my money and didn't provide any service. That's why it took almost a week for the site to get back up. But anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. It's all right. So I'm heading to Lesser Fader to try to fish. What kind of weird, nasty fish am I going to find in the Lesser Fedark? I don't know. I just don't know. Could be worse. I could be trying to fish, you know, in the Plane of Fear. What kind of weird, nasty fish are they going to have in the Plane of Fear? Butcher Block Mountains. I want to go to Lesser Fedark. Check my map here. The Estate of Unrest. I still have not been brought into Unrest. I have not been able to get into a Unrest raid to get my Kithacor's armor. Oh, boy. So, yeah, Kithacor's armor. I got my arms. I got the Kithacor arms, which I've actually just replaced recently. No, I didn't. I'm still wearing them. Let's see here. And I was under a false impression here. I thought, you know, that the Kithacor's armor really wasn't that great anymore. Well, you know, there are better things, of course, but what I completely forgot was that when you get these full sets, they increase their status and stuff with the more pieces that you have. So, I think if the Legion of Kithacor is up for it, I would like to try to get a full set just to see what they're going to be like. Oh, Venok. Venok keeps trying to outdo me. No matter what I have, he has to have better. So I think I'm going to impose a rule in the Legion of Kithacor. No ranger can get their epic until I do. No, I can't do that. I would not, you know, prevent people from getting their epics. Where am I? I'm in Lesser Fedark now. All right. Okay, Vex on the Kithacor server, the only thing I have to say, the only thing that I have to say about your horse is, I don't need a horse. I run faster than your horse does, so I don't need your fancy-smancy glowing-eye horse. So there...
That's all I have to say about it. You know, before I start running willy-nilly through the Lesser Fate arc, I gotta remember that this stuff is still green to me and will attack.
Better ride a horse here. I'll go to the Fate Courts. No.
Where is there water in Lesser Fate arc? I don't remember.
There's a river going through it, but I can't think of anything else. All right, let's try the Fate Court station.
You know what? I got 15 minutes left. My voice is pretty much gone here. Coughing my damn head off. I think that's about it. I'm going to go ahead and play some music. Any requests, let me know. Got like 15 minutes left here. Let's see here. I'll find some stuff to play.
See here.
Yeah, that's a good song. I'll do that one. Okay, so I'm going to be playing music for the rest of the night, folks. I'll say goodnight now, but I'm going to still keep things going for another 15 minutes here. And music!
In the morning hours, in the streets of Big Bend, an old troll shadow night walks. He takes up his sword and then he rides. His prey so carefully stalked. He jumps and slices his prey without care. You'd better stay back till he's through. He eats all he finds at the end of his blade. Be careful, or it might be you. Don't feed the trolls, you'll get yourself snagged. Beat up, knocked out, and stuffed in a bag. Don't feed the trolls, they'll make pies out of you. Run now, don't dawdle, they're coming for you. All around Morath and all throughout time, look at this race with dread. Still now you see them, lumbering monsters, eating the flesh of the dead. Listen, my children, my warning is true. Heed my words, or your bones they'll chew. Don't feed the trolls, 'cause when they're through, they might get a taste for you. Don't feed the trolls, they'll come after you.
Hey, you! Get over here!
Hey, you can't escape me!
Gotcha! Shut up and get in the bag!
I just came out a few minutes ago.
rich just starting out here. Doesn't know any better. He's an Ixar monk in Velcator's labyrinth, pulling spiders, running icy paths. In the plain of sky, they're done with their raid. Takes a leap of faith, lands on a chain. Library of knowledge, seeking the elders. Someone called the elevator, I didn't notice in time. Now I'm falling to my death. Oh, I'm falling, falling to my death. He's a known mage in the Tower of Kinos. That's a human girl who slipped off a cliff. There's a mage up there,
but the rangers can do it.
Who jumped off a griffin. Watch that last step, or you'll wind up real stiff.
Together!
in a keep without a name, under heavy assault. He's all slinking in the shadows, and he warned them to halt. But like a flash in the air, and he would not die. That one claymore made a troll's head fly. Now we need to keep fighting. He's never gonna stop. Yeah, keeps on fighting.
Shiver just gained level 75 wizard. Shiver 75 wizard.
Skeletons down, are feeding us down. Half a This here is a tribute to Electric Fun Stuff and the very first EverQuest song. It's a story that's sad but true. The ranger left our party in a pinch. The fight had looked like it would be a cinch. But the mage ran out of mana. The cleric said, "Manana," and I was dead before I moved an inch. See, I told you it was sad. Can you spare some rations? Cause I sure need a drink. I've lost my stuff, I'm feeling out of sorts. Those trains just keep chasing. No idea which way I'm facing. Has anybody here seen my corpse? I'm human cause my server's down again. Those women I've been chasing are all men.
My name's Galadriel.
I asked one to join my side. She just laughed until she cried and said, "Get your skill at banging up to 10. Oh, well, that's so hard. Now, can you spare some rations? Cause I sure need a drink. I move so slow, I wish I had a horse. It's 9 and I can't see danger in front of me. Has anybody here seen my corpse?" Everything comes red now when I play.
It's like Christmas, red and green everywhere.
What would I like my tombstone to say?
Avenge my death!
Thanks, well it's been fun. 5 more minutes, then I'm done. I've been saying that to myself since yesterday.
Yeah, I'm right with you. As soon as I killed this fire beetle and that wolf and that skeleton.
Can you spare some rations? Cause I sure need a drink. This game will be grounds for my divorce. The lag times can be joking. The quest can all be broken. But still I keep coming back, of course. I will surely seek you next time you're on EQ. Cause maybe, oh just maybe, maybe, oh just maybe, maybe you might have seen my corpse.
A snake kicked me for 20 points.
Hey, alright, that's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds!
Allman Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Gay Rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love elk with Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.